Hey folks, Jim here, producer of Around the House Show. You're loving the audio tips right now, but here's something new. Our full-length episodes and expert interviews are now on YouTube as video, so you can watch the demos, tool close-ups, and guest interviews, or just hit play and listen like a regular podcast. Just search Around the House Show on YouTube, hit that red subscribe button, and turn on notifications. It's free, and you'll get the best of both worlds, visual how-tos when you want them, audio when you're on the go. Don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app too. Thanks. And now back to the show.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the, go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to
Stop It! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider Special. This is for all of you out there in the residential construction building trades. I don't care if you're a framer, a roofer, or in this case today, interior designer or kitchen and bath designer, this show is for you. Now, we're going to be taking it a few different directions in the coming weeks because coming up soon, we're going to have my friend Carrie Ockrey on here. She is known as a rock star, literally, out there in the music world, but she's also a life coach. And so we're going to be bringing her on, talking about setting goals and getting yourself kind of over the hump and out of 2020 and into 2021. This is something new for me we're going to be diving into, so this will be a lot of fun coming up in a future episode. So you don't want to miss that. See if we can get everybody headed in the right direction for 2021. Well, today I wanted to talk about the kitchen and bath industry. Now, today, people have heard me talk about this if you've known me out in the industry. I'm a certified kitchen designer. I've been out for about 30 years now. Designing kitchens, running kitchen and bath showrooms, that kind of stuff. Everything from custom cabinet shops to my own company, that's what I've done. And I'm also a speaker for the National Kitchen and Bath Association, National Association of Home Builders, lots of other organizations as well, on virtual reality and using virtual reality design. Now, I wanted to talk today a little bit about what I call the death of the large kitchen and bath showroom. Because this has been going on. I've been using this business model for probably, it's over, I'm going to guess 12 to 15 years now. 10 years ago, I was preaching this heavy and it worked really well. And here's why. And let's set the basis up for this. Kitchen and bath showroom, if you've got what I would call your traditional large kitchen and bath showroom. Now you've got four or five designers in there that are on staff full time. You've got 10 or 12 vignettes or displays all around. The way styles change today is completely different than it did 15 years ago. And here's why. If you think about a project 15 years ago, how it worked, you met with a client. Let's call that December of 2020. We'll just do it like this. Met with your client on this new project. Big remodel. Well, traditionally, you work through that design process. You place the order in March or April. Cabinets get installed in August of 2021, right? By the time you get through, things are going. You know, you've got 8 weeks for cabinets. We'll just say 10 weeks for cabinets. Install comes in, goes. All of a sudden, that project is done by Thanksgiving, almost a year later. Then the magazine comes out, and that doesn't probably at least publish until
June or July of 2022. And so if you had a groundbreaking design that you were doing in December of 2020, it took that long to get out there. Well, these days, I could have a client in my showroom. And I'm talking to them about their project. That design and those preliminary pictures and your drawings are up on Pinterest by the time they leave your parking lot. They're sharing it on social media. And so what took a lot longer for styles to change, I think, is that now you've got that happening. You've got social media, and you've got stores like Home Depot and Target and stuff that are changing. Look how fast, when something shows up on Home and Garden television, how fast that color or that tone is sitting in Target. It's no surprise. This stuff's happening quickly. What took a couple years to change the ship around now takes 6 months. So styles are changing a lot. Now, the problem is that if you as a showroom owner want to keep your showroom dialed in, I mean really dialed in, you're changing out multiple displays a year. That's freaking expensive. It's not like your cabinet companies are paying you to do that. This is coming out of your margin. And I'll tell a story going back. There was a company I worked for, and I'm not going to use the name because it doesn't matter, but they were a cabinet manufacturer that sold direct in my area. And I haven't worked with these guys for a lot of years, but they had a showroom that was jam-packed full of discontinued displays. Large showroom. Sold appliances as well. There was one cherry kitchen in there that was a dark stained cherry kitchen that had been in that display for probably a dozen years. It was facing glass. It was so washed out that it looked like wood from the beach. It was a light gray. And you had no idea that that thing was cherry until you opened the door and went, "Oh, Lord, what the hell's with that?" There was not one single display in there that I could walk around. And now, quite frankly, they're the manufacturer. They were building their own cabinets. So it's not like they didn't have a way to do this. You'd walk around the showroom, and the showroom's been since gutted, and it's not even there anymore. But you would walk around this place, and, oop, that cabinet display is discontinued. No, don't sell off that. That's got five-year-old drawer glides in it, or this. It was a disaster as a salesperson. Well, you can spend an easy six figures a year trying to stay on top of swapping those displays out. And that's a nightmare as a business owner or a general manager trying to stay on top of that, especially with technology. Can't tell you how many times that I've had four or five displays in the showroom. Cabinet manufacturer comes out and goes, "Hey, this is awesome. We're changing from our painted finish, which is lacquer, that 1950s technology. We're going over to conversion varnish." So all those colors, those five displays, they're gone. And we're doing that in 90 days. All of a sudden, those displays you just put in are outdated. They change the color formulation. It's different. You get that in 18 months later. Hey, this paint stuff, we're selling a lot of it. Now we're going from conversion varnish to a conversion, you know, to a catalyzed polyurethane. So all that colors. So you know where I'm going with this. So my theory is, and I've been successful at this, so it is a business model that is tried and true. Those large showrooms, it's a dead business model. If you've got that right now, you should be thinking about how you're going to reduce that down. Because right now, you can sit there with virtual reality and have as big a showroom as you want for your clients. And how this works is that you can design your kitchen and bathrooms out in 2020, for instance. Most design programs have a virtual type of system within them. If they don't, they're coming out with one because it's a hot deal out there. But here's what happens. You know, your customer comes in, you can put the VR goggles on them. They can see what their kitchen or bathroom looks like. It's beautiful. But if you've done this correctly, and managed your catalog of customers' projects, you now can create your own virtual showroom where customer comes in and, you know, Mrs. Smith walks in and says, hey, I want to do a flat slab walnut mid-century-esque kitchen. And you can go, great. Here's the last six that we've designed out. Boom, because you've got them cataloged, not by customer name, because it doesn't matter. But you can go through and catalog them and say, these are the designs that we've done with this in virtual, and they can see it. The cool thing is you didn't have to put in this big virtual display. And that's going to save you boatloads of money. Now, the secret to this is that you could have a very small showroom. You can go in and design it out and have the minimum displays for your cabinet agreement with the manufacturer. Then it's your job to get boatloads of door samples and color blocks. And keep expanding and updating these. Because it's easier to replace a color sample or door sample. It's so much easier to do that. So there's a lot more to this, and we're not going to cover the whole thing here today. But when you jump into this and get into this program, and I've got a full program for this that makes it work really well, but you can now have a large, quote-unquote, sample bank or library of these, and now you're good to go. Can't tell you how many hundreds of kitchens I've sold with them never coming into my showroom, never stepping foot, because I showed up at their house for the remodel with their contractor, with door samples and color blocks, great design program, and VR goggles, and guess what? You've got it in the bag. And you didn't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a big showroom that, quite frankly, you don't need anymore. You just don't. And it's going to save you money. You'll always be on trend. There's two big things that hamper kitchen and bath sales for a kitchen and bath company. One is an outdated showroom. When somebody walks into your showroom and they see cabinetry that looks more like what they're trying to tear out than what they're putting in, you've already lost the confidence that you don't get it. Second of all, having a poorly trained sales staff. And yes, kitchen and bath designers out there, any designer, you're a salesperson as much as you are a designer. I know that really gets into some designers. But if you can't sell as a designer, you're going to be doing a lot of proposals to take on clients and have not a lot of dollars to prove that you can do it. So if you've got designers that can sell and a decent showroom, that's almost more important than price, because people will pay a little bit more for quality. They'll pay a little bit more for customer service. But staying on top of those two things are a huge, huge deal. Now, designing for virtual reality is not much more than what you're already doing to get ready for client meetings anyway. So this isn't a whole bunch of things, and it's not expensive to do. I can walk into any Best Buy in the country, and for about $1,000 or less, I can get a computer that will do exactly what I want it to do. I can use it with a design program, and I can run VR goggles with it. And now the new VR goggles don't even have to be hooked up to your computer. The new ones are standalone, so you can just load it up. So there's no excuse for that. Now, I will say, for all the general managers and people out there that are running design programs out there, your biggest productivity problem that you have in many cases is the computer you're designing on. And this is why. Showroom owners and general managers go out and buy the minimum needed to run that program. And 2020 is a great example because I see this all the time. They'll go to render a drawing. All right, I'm going to go check my confirmations, get a cup of coffee, maybe heat up the cup of coffee I got, come back in 5 or 10 minutes, And I'll see how that drunk's spitting out on the other side so I can save it. If you go out and buy a gaming computer, yes, a gaming computer, and I'll tell you why, you can get 25 to 40% more design time done by paying a little bit more and getting the right computer. And what I say by getting the right computer is that if you go out and jump on Dell, HP, name one, and look at the specs of what your design program has, and say, oh, this meets all the specs, this is great, I'm going to get it. That computer will probably, if you're a full-time designer working 50 hours a week, that computer might last you a year before you really start having troubles. That's with proper maintenance. You want to get a gaming computer because gaming computers are designed for heavy use. They've got heavier duty processors, heavier duty fans. They keep from overheating a lot easier. Get a gaming computer because it's meant for heavy duty play. You're using it as a professional. You do not need an insurance agent's, no shade to insurance agents out there. You don't need an insurance agent's laptop that's sending emails and sending pictures back and forth. That's not what you need. You need something that's going to grind away 320 days a year for you. And that's what you need. So if you do that, which you can automatically run the VR stuff off of that, this is how you're successful in your design business in 2020. And I'm sorry if you guys don't like it out there with the large showrooms, but that is the dinosaur of 2021. And it's going to cost you more money to keep that up. And there will be people like me, where I used to do this, and I'm not designing anymore for clients, except for maybe a couple a year, but just because I'm doing this media thing full-time, that big showroom is going to be your boat anchor, because somebody like me can come in and get a 750-square-foot office that looks really cute and pretty. I can put in my minimum display, might be a 5-foot vanity, might be a 6-foot kitchen for my 2 or 3 cabinet vendors, and have a conference room table, and have my designers working from home, and I'm going to crush your numbers because I don't have the overhead for the building, I don't have the overhead for the utilities, and I don't have the overhead of making that place look current every single year. All right, that's where we're at today on the Pro Insider, kind of my showroom edition for Kitchen and Bath out there. Thanks for listening. We're going to have a lot of stuff coming up over the holidays here as well. And make sure you listen to Around the House with Eric G, which is my home improvement show that airs out on the Sun Broadcast Group on Saturdays across the country. And, of course, where you catch this podcast. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by, designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media, and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020, designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Everyone, it's Eric G from Around the House. I'm teaming up with Cam Anderson, yeah, the epoxy live edge master from Blacktail Studio, for his biggest project yet, a full home remodeling on his stunning Blacktail Ranch. We're talking about this charming but dated farmhouse, from lead paint chic to a modern functional dream home. Structural fixes, smart layouts, custom woodworking flair, real budgets, hiccups, pro tips, all documented step by step. If you're a Blacktail fan or love epic renovations, this is your series. Head to my YouTube channel right now, search Around the House Eric G, subscribe, and check out the Blacktail Ranch playlist. Cam's intro video is live, and a fresh episode will be dropping very soon. Don't miss this transformation and subscribe today.